This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. KRDO has been following some Olympic teams moving to North Carolina to train. KRDO has learned that four teams now call Charlotte, North Carolina, their home base for training. That's USA Archery, USA Field Hockey, USA Judo, and the USA Taekwondo teams. Two additional teams that previously trained here in the Springs also now train in other states. KRDO has spoken with multiple other teams that are also in talks to move to North Carolina. That's because high-ranking officials on those teams tell us they don't have the resources they need at the U.S. Olympic Training Center here in Colorado Springs. We asked Governor Polis today about this, and here is his response.
Well, the state is certainly supportive of the amazing work here being done in Olympic City, Colorado Springs, and we want to do everything we can to make sure that Colorado Springs is competitive and the best place for people to train. Obviously, we have an advantage because we're a mile high, and athletes themselves, of course, want to train at a mile high, and we want to continue to work with the Olympic Committee and the City of Colorado Springs to help make sure that Colorado Springs remains Olympic City. Well, I mean, of course, we have the new Olympic Museum. Just what are we, about 3 years in right now? It's incredible. We have the Olympic training facility, state-of-the-art. We want to make sure we can draw in more athletes to participate in that. And I think that there's a love of all things fitness and competition here in Colorado Springs, and that's really a big part of our value proposition.
You can find more on this story over on KRDO.com. The city of Colorado Springs is giving refunds to residents living in the city. The $4.7 million in refund money comes from extra Tabor revenue, which was collected by the city in 2022. So, in March, the funds will be dispersed through Colorado Springs Utility by crediting residential and commercial customers on their bill. The credit is expected to be around $20 per electric customer. Pueblo School District 60 is launching a nationwide search for its next superintendent. The district says it wants the public's feedback during the selection process, so an online survey is being released and several community forums are being held. All D60 students, parents, employees, and community members are urged to give feedback. Information on the public forums and the survey can be found by visiting the district's website at pueblod60.org. Staying in the Steel City, the Pueblo Police Department is asking for the public's help in finding a missing boy. Police say the 10-year-old Shai Kim or Shia Sinet ran away from his home on Cedar Street on February 25th. He was last seen wearing shorts and a white shirt with a jungle design on it. The boy is known to frequent convenience stores in the Bessemer area. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact police. Girls in the state are a step closer to getting free menstrual products. A new bill passed out of a committee Thursday to have all schools stock such things as pads and tampons by 2028.
We already provide toilet paper for students, so why else wouldn't we provide menstruation products?
That's State Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford, a co-sponsor behind the push, who says she wants to finish the idea first started back in 2019 by students at Arvada West High. The other sponsor, Democratic Representative Brianna Titone, also spoke during Thursday's hearing, saying the products are necessary and especially vital to those who can't afford them. The bill now heads to the Appropriations Committee to discuss the cost of the program. And finally, get ready to catch some beads. Manitou Springs is holding its 31st annual Carnival Parade starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It was postponed because of a storm last month. One of the highlights will be a new 24-foot-tall puppet joining the original collection. Don't forget when you're out there on the parade route to say, "Throw me something, mister."
Forecast for Saturday, yet again, 50 to 60 mile an hour winds will produce those areas of red flag warnings along and east of I-25 through the afternoon on Saturday. Temperatures running warm in the 60s to near 70 degrees and patchy blowing dust yielding hazy skies across the region due to those strong winds. It's all due to our next incoming storm system, which will bring cooler temperatures back to the region by Sunday. Highs in the 40s and 50s, blustery, chilly, chance of a few rain and snow showers Sunday night into Monday. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.